The first pick of the National Basketball Association draft was a man that even NBA players can look up to. Yao Ming is 7 feet 5 inches tall. NPR's Rob Gifford reports on the man known as the Great Wall of China.
Yao Ming did not attend the draft at Madison Square Garden. He's still here in China, training with the national team. But the Chinese media carried the news of his selection prominently on its morning broadcasts, including the moment NBA Commissioner David Stern made the all-important announcement.
With the first pick in the 2002 NBA draft, the Houston Rockets select Yao Ming from Shanghai, China, and the Shanghai Sharks.
22-year-old Yao Ming is only the third Chinese player to be drafted into the NBA. But he's the first foreign-born player who hasn't played college basketball in the U.S. to be number one in the draft. Both of Yao's parents played basketball for China, and scouts who've seen him play say he has surprising mobility for someone who's 7'5". Talking by satellite to the crowd at Madison Square Garden, Yao expressed his elation. I've waited so long for this, he said, and now I feel a real sense of peace that I've finally made it. But he added, I know there are many challenges ahead. There certainly are, not least the language barrier and the culture shock of arriving in the U.S. The millions of dollars he's expected to earn in his initial 3-year contract should help him to ease through that. But compared to the challenges he's had to overcome to get this far, some say playing ball in the NBA will be a breeze. His team in Shanghai prevented him entering the NBA draft for the last 2 years. And most recently, Beijing instituted a new law saying that any players going abroad would have to pay 50% of their salary to the Chinese government. Former China national team player Ma Jian says the Chinese Basketball Association, or CBA, is just being greedy.
So CBA demanding for 50%, but I really don't know, can they really get 50%? Actually, NBA won't pay the 50% directly to the CBA. They're going to pay Yao Ming first. Can Yao Ming really want to take the 50% from his own pocket, pay the back CBA? Well, if I were him, I won't.
The final frantic negotiations of the last few days show China's reluctance to let go of what many here view as a national hero and a national asset. Another concern had been that Yao be allowed time off from the NBA to play for the Chinese national team. A Houston Rockets legal counsel said the team had reached an agreement with Beijing to release Yao to play for China in some international tournaments. At a pickup game on the courts of Beijing University, no one was thinking too much about the details of the contract. Stopping to do up a lace on his fake Nike shoes, college junior Tong Yuxian says he thinks Yao Ming is the best in the CBA, but that he needs to work at his game to compete in the NBA.
I'm sure he'll improve because the NBA is much better than the CBA. NBA is just like the university, and the CBA is just like the middle school or the high school.
Tong's friend Wei Chenpeng is also optimistic, and he says China will be cheering Yao Ming all the way.
All of Chinese will watch him and watch the Houston Rockets.
The Rockets management have got their man, all 7'5" of him, and probably several hundred million new fans across China. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Beijing.